Hi, and welcome to Swiss Info's program for July 4th. I'm Jeannie Wirtz. Do language problems, therapy sessions, and illicit sex define the Swiss expat experience? This week we talk with Jill Alexander Essbaum, author of the Zurich-based novel Hausfrau, and listen in as Zurich expats discuss the book. Is there a grain of truth in every novel? Join me as we try to separate fact from fiction in Switzerland.
America is celebrating a bitter novel debut. It features the pristine world in Switzerland, an almost intact marriage, and an eternally grumpy mother-in-law. Most of all, it's got lots of graphic sex. The setting, Dietlikon, Zurich.
Normally, a review of a novel written by an American poet isn't what you'd expect to find in the pages of Switzerland's tabloid newspaper, The Blick. But Hausfrau, an English-language first novel written by a former expat, is a bit different from previous books written about Switzerland. For one thing, it reached 16th place on the New York Times bestseller list. The book has taken on a life of its own, says its author, who has won awards for her erotic poetry.
I know that poetry is not the go-to genre for people, so less people read it, and people tend to not say they don't understand it. You know, you write a novel, and all of a sudden people are reading it and talking about it, and I didn't expect it.
Hausfrau is a story of a depressed and isolated American woman living with her banker husband and three children in a suburb of Zurich. Anna Benz spends her days in German classes, Jungian analysis, and sex. Bored women join clubs and volunteer. Sad women have affairs, says a character in the novel. Anna Benz is sadder than sad, according to a New York Times Sunday book review. It describes Hausfrau as a novel of abiding, almost religious unhappiness. There's little air in Anna's sadness, precious little wit or grit or grace. Her misery is blunt and static, unyielding as a mountain. What do readers think about the book and its main character? I went along to a book club meeting in Zurich, where four expat women discussed the novel.
How did you feel about her as a character?
I wanted to shake her.
Why did she start to learn earlier German? Learn to drive a car? And why did she always let her mother-in-law help her so much?
Yeah, and the same thing for me. She was so passive, and I think that that's a really big problem if you're an expatriate living here, to not get involved, right? Mm-hmm. It's like that's where you start that downhill slide.
The fact that reviewers and readers don't like Anna Benz initially surprised the author.
It had never occurred to me that people wouldn't like her when I was writing her. Now that it's been brought out to me, I mean, she's terrible. You know, I say that gently. She has troubles. She's troubled. But, I certainly wouldn't call on her in an hour of deep need. But I think, I hope that people are able to get past whether or not they like her and feel empathy for her.
Is it possible to empathize or identify with the main character of Hausfrau?
Of course, the big question is, how close is this to your experience? Could you identify with the character at all?
Oh, no. On the record, offer. absolutely.
You identified?
Well, I mean, various parts. Through friends and women I know, some feelings myself. I think that I could understand a lot.
Often first novels grow out of personal experience. Jill Essbaum moved with her American husband to a Zurich suburb in 2006. She was a published poet, and her plan was to write. But like her character, Anna Benz, Essbaum had trouble finding her place in Switzerland.
My tendency is toward introversion. I think a lot of writers do that. And so I found it very difficult to sort of go forth into the city and try and make friends. When you don't speak a language, and when your currency is language, I'm a writer, you know, it's a very easy way to feel alienated. And I think ultimately that was what was happening when I was there, was alienation.
Essbaum's marriage dissolved while she was in Switzerland. She left after 2 years to go back to Texas.
We had had a difficult time in Switzerland, and obviously I had left, and my husband stayed there. And so I had a lot of sadness that I was dealing with.
Essbaum began writing Hausfrau after she left.
I started in earnest probably around 2009, and I would work on it for a while, but then I wouldn't get very far in it. I would sort of get stuck, and then I'd go back to the beginning and start over and then get stuck again. And this went on for a while until I was driving for Christmas to my brother's house, and I had like a stop myself in the tracks revelation. I wasn't even thinking about the book, and it was that I needed to change the person in the tense of the book. I was writing it in present tense first person, which made it more my story. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It made it more like I was telling some things that happened to me when I realized that was why I wasn't getting very far in it, because it was a story that surely my own experience influenced, but it was a story that wasn't my own.
Is Anna Benz typical of expat women in Switzerland? Apparently, some of them.
I could relate to this woman, and I really had very deep sympathy, because I have friends who committed suicide. I have friends who have been killed by a train. I have girlfriends who have affairs and husbands who have affairs. I have friends that have a deep depression.
Wherever you lived, you would have had all those same things.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's just part of
right.
Having a family and getting older, and you have all those things that happen.
So I wanted to actually jump out and help her somehow, actually. Mm-hmm. That's how, you know, when the end of the story, I really wanted to run out and help her.
Yeah. Like, call me.
For a first novel about a foreign country, Hausfrau has gotten substantial coverage in the press. Reviews have appeared in The Guardian, The Huffington Post. Comparisons have been made to classics like Anna Karenina and Madame Bovary, and to 50 Shades of Grey. Jill Essbaum had studied French, English, and writing at the University of Houston, Texas.
I'll tell you that the initial inspiration of the book was Madame Bovary. The setup of both books are very similar. In Madame Bovary, there's a woman who is married to a man who's not a terrible man, but may not be the best husband for her. And she lives a provincial life and feels very tied up and not able to be herself, and she's also, you know, battling, you know, her own ennui, and then she goes out and has affairs, you know. After the setup, I think the book becomes its own book. I mean, it's a big nod, it's an homage to Madame Bovary.
Madame Bovary was published in 1856 by the French writer Gustave Flaubert. The author was put on trial for obscenity and acquitted in 1857. Hausfrau contains what some might consider 21st century obscenity. Different people have different views about the sex in the novel.
One of them said sexy, and I thought,
yeah, I saw that.
Sexy? It's not sexy.
Yeah, the question is, did you think it was erotic or crude?
No, I thought it was crude.
I thought it was very crude.
Crude, yeah.
I would go more towards crude. Yeah,
but it was not sexy or erotic. Mm-hmm. Or it was
Lady Chatterley's lover is erotic, but I think that, yeah, this is more.
I don't know, yeah, that his journals, his famous journals, and writing sexy. And I'm thinking, did you read this book?
Jill Essbaum defends the inclusion of raw, crude language.
It was real. It was part of her lexicon. This is a desperate woman. You know, she's not looking for flowery words. She's grabbing the words that are right there. And why is there so much graphic sex? Because that's what she does to feel better. Mm-hmm. And if she gambled, I'd write a scene about gambling. And if she shot drugs, I'd write a scene about that. You shouldn't feel comfortable reading it. Mm-hmm. You know, I certainly didn't feel comfortable writing it. But to pull that punch, I feel would have made her less true.
If you consider the English language essays, novels, and blogs published in Switzerland, you might think every married female expatriate in the country is unhappy. Hausfrau describes the difficulty foreigners can have in getting to know Swiss. In one scene, Mary, a Canadian woman new to Zurich, looks to Anna for reassurance.
"I'm glad you're here," Mary said, and sadness seeped through her words like water through a cheesecloth. "The other men on the team have Swiss wives, and I don't know any of the mothers from Max and Alexis's school yet. I know I'll meet people and make friends eventually. Everyone is nice enough, but cold, you know?"
That was a challenge for her as well, coming from the U.S., says Essbaum.
In Texas, and probably in all over the states, And it's no secret, we're very open. And, you know, you can meet people very quickly, and all of a sudden, you know, the person you're standing in line with at the grocery store, they're your new best friend. And you tell them, maybe not, you know, maybe you don't bare your soul. I mean, nobody does that, you know. But, you know, there's an ability to make more of a connection quicker. And I found that in Switzerland, that was something that I missed.
Hausfrau also describes the difficulties expats have with learning Swiss German.
To the non-Swiss ear, it sounds as if the speaker is construing made-up words from the oddest rhythms and the queerest clipped consonants and the most perturbing arrangement of gaping, rangy vowels. It is impervious to all outside attempts to learn it, for every word is shibboleth.
This is a problem, the members of the book club agree.
Coming here at the beginning, when she goes, yeah, to that party, and everybody's speaking Swiss German, and you just don't understand what they're saying. I remember going to school, learning, doing my homework, you know, and speaking high German with my parents-in-law, and then going to the butcher and asking for, you know, 500 gram gehacktes, no, and then, Nordbis? What is that?
And then, like, even more sure.
It's really frustrating, yeah, and then you just, you know, you can't, as hard as you try, it feels like a block.
Would Anna Benz have had the same experience in another country? Members of the book club disagreed.
But do you think that if it was a country where people were more open and not so reserved, that she would have had a different experience?
I do.
No, because it's a problem from her childhood. I think she couldn't get out of her shell.
It took a bit of distance to give Jill Essbaum a different perspective.
I found that when I was back in the States and I would sit down to work on this book and I would pull up pictures on my desktop, or I have a digital photo frame, and it looped. I've got a memory stick with 600 pictures of different things in Switzerland, and I would turn that on, and I would pull up Google Earth, and all of a sudden I'd be sucked back into the space, and I could see it more clearly and more objectively. And by the time I finished the book, I had words that I didn't have before to talk about my experience.
Not all of the experiences and memories Essbaum captured in the book were negative.
On exceptionally clear days when the weather was right, if you walked south on Dietlikon's Bahnhofstrasse, you could see the crisp outlines of snow-capped Alps against a blazing blue horizon 80 kilometers away. On these certain days, it was something in the magic of the atmosphere that made them tangible and moved them close. The mutability of those particular mountains reminded Anna of herself.
For Jill Essbaum, writing the novel Hausfrau offered a sort of catharsis.
It was a difficult time for me, and I really think that when things are difficult, the last thing you ought to do is try to forget them. And I wanted to remember everything. I wanted to own that experience, you know, for better or for worse. And so I wanted to remember, you know, the 20 Minuten on the train and all the different produce in the Kolb and what it felt like to ride on the S3, you know, as it sort of juddered toward the Dietlikon. And, I didn't want to forget these things.
That's all we have time for. More news and features about Switzerland are available on our website, www.swissinfo.ch. Many thanks to technician Danny Wheeler. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.